Welcome to The Artwork of You, the podcast where your life is the canvas and you are the masterpiece. I'm your host, Lori Gouin, and together we'll explore creativity, self-awareness, mindset, goal strategy, and the importance of accountability so that you can paint your life's portrait with confidence and ease. Remember, in the gallery of life, you're not just a spectator, you are the art. So let's grab our brushes and start creating the masterpiece that is you. Hello, my friends. I am so glad that you are here with me today, because today I want to talk about those times when you might be feeling stuck or like you're on the brink of wanting something new in your life or your career, but you can't quite put your finger on what it is. You know it's time for change, but your brain just goes, specifics, please. Well, first, let me say that you're not alone. That sense of wanting to pivot or reinvent yourself without a clear direction is more common than you might think. It's like wanting to paint when staring at a blank canvas and you're unsure of what to create. But here's a little secret. Your unique mix of interests, even the ones that seem miles apart, could be the very thing that you need for your next masterpiece. So let's explore how to turn that beautiful, bewildering chaos in your brain into the next big breakthrough. So first things first, let's ditch the idea that your interests need to fit neatly into one box. The world's more interesting in color, right? So maybe one day, say for example, out of the blue, you find yourself watching maybe a documentary on deep sea creatures, or you're reading up on the mysteries of the cosmos and you're thinking, wow, this is fascinating. But then that old familiar voice comes up and says, yeah, so what's the point? It's not like you're a marine biologist or an astronomer. But you know what? If you love underwater sea creatures and quantum physics, that's not just okay. It could be a gold mine of creative potential. So let's just hit pause on the voice, shall we? Because here's the thing, curiosity, that spark of interest in something new or different, that's actually your superpower. So let's start there. Let's start with curiosity and let it lead you down a rabbit hole. Every skill, every hobby that you collect will add another layer of possibility. So here's a fun exercise that you can do. Write down a list of your interests, a list of your skills, a list of your passions, all the things. And it doesn't matter how unrelated they seem, no matter how mundane or how outlandish they might seem, just get them all down on paper. It's not about finding a direct link, but rather let your imagination run wild, because who knows, you might just stumble upon a niche that no one else has explored yet. But once you have this list, and it should be a really long list, then it's time to start pairing them up. So you can do this at random, or you can let your intuition guide you. But the goal is to find two or more items on that list that seem completely unrelated and then jot them down as a pair. So for example, maybe like doodling cartoons is one thing that you like, and the French Revolution is something you like, or maybe computer coding is something you like, and you also like indoor gardening. So take each pair and then brainstorm how they could possibly intersect. Try mixing two of them together, like in a sentence or a concept, just for fun. And it might feel a bit like trying to fit a square peg in a round hole at first, but just give it time and ask yourself, what could an intersection of these two interests look like? And be as wild and imaginative as you want. Maybe you could create a comic series set during the French Revolution, told through cartoons. Or maybe you have photography and baking on your list. So what could that look like? Maybe a blog featuring high quality, drool-worthy photos of your culinary creations, or even a book. Or here's another example. Maybe you like fitness, and maybe you're also an environmental activist. So perhaps you could organize an outdoor workout session that also involves cleaning up local parks. The key is not to force a connection, but just to play around and see what interesting ideas come up when you stop trying to keep everything so separate. And the idea is to let these interests kind of inform each other by simply allowing yourself just to be curious without the pressure of having it have to make sense. And the beauty of this creative exercise lies in its simplicity and its limitless possibilities. It's a practical way to apply your curiosity. It'll allow you to go from being in a state of overwhelm and confusion about what you want to clarity and then being able to take action. Because When you actively combine your interests, you're not just brainstorming, you're actually possibly creating a new unique niche for yourself, one that only you can fulfill because it's designed entirely by your passions, your skills, and your curiosities. But that being said, remember that the goal of this exercise is not necessarily to come up with a quote-unquote successful idea, but really to stretch your creative muscle and to see where your interests might overlap in unexpected and exciting ways. So even if nothing groundbreaking comes from a particular mashup session like this, you're still doing something really, really important, and that's practicing creativity. So after playing around with your creative mashups, you might be wondering, okay, so what's next? How do you take these kind of fledgling ideas and then nurture them into something more? Well, taking these ideas from concept to reality involves a blend of your dedication, strategy, and a bit of courage. So start by breaking down your idea into actionable steps. What's the first smallest action you can take to move the idea forward? And when we go back to the other example, maybe it's doing some research, sketching a prototype, or simply talking about it with a friend. This could make the task less daunting and help you build momentum, right? So what's the first small thing you can do? So if you maybe want to do a cartoon or comics based on the French Revolution, do a little bit of research, make some sketches, you know, just start there, small incremental things that you can accomplish right away. And then share your idea with trusted friends or mentors or even potential users, because early feedback can be incredibly valuable and it can offer you a perspective that you might not have considered, and it can help you refine your ideas before investing too much time or resources. So again, set small achievable goals with deadlines, whether it's completing a certain task by the end of the week or making a prototype within a month. These goals will keep you focused and provide a sense of progress. The journey is unique for everyone, yet universally, it requires a leap of faith in your abilities and your ideas. Remember, it's not about big earth-shattering ideas. It's about bringing something new into the world, no matter the scale. It's about looking at what's around you, combining it in novel ways, and saying, let's see what happens. So take those fledgling ideas, nurture them with attention and care, and watch as they unfold into something more. The process of innovation is a path of discovery, not just about the ideas themselves, but also about your own potential to bring change and creativity into the world. In the end, whether your ideas evolve into a new hobby or a passion project or even a career pivot, the journey of curiosity, creativity, and innovation is a testament to your willingness to explore and experiment and expand your horizons. So keep pushing forward, my friends. Keep being curious and let your creativity lead the way. And if you would like to explore what it's like to work with me through this process one-to-one, reach out to me on my new Instagram at TheArtworkOfYou, or go to my website, www.theartworkofyou.com. That's a wrap for today, my friends. Thank you for sharing your time with me. And remember to show up in your life like the masterpiece you are, because you are the artwork. Please subscribe and leave a 5-star review. Have a fabulous day.